Lecture topic, Shabby Barat, part 2.
Anyway, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu comes home. She prepares the meal. Then she beautifies herself. Naturally, relation takes place. And it comes in a riwayat, before I forget, he asks her, how is the son? How is the little one? So she uses an ambiguous term, and she says, huwa askanu mimma kan. He is in more peace than what he was. She uses an ambiguous term, he is in more peace than what he was. She doesn't speak a lie. Ambiguity in her statement. He takes it that perhaps she's recovering. She uses a word that he's in more peace. Anyway, he eats the meal. And thereafter, relation takes place. After she's seen, the riwayat comes, فَلَمَّا رَأَتْ أَنْ شَبِعَ. When she seen that my husband was saturated and his need was fulfilled, he had satisfied himself, he had enjoyed himself, then she said, come here, oh my beloved Umm Sulaym, her name was. Can I ask you a question? He says, by all means, oh my beloved, ask me. أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ أَنَّ قَوْمًا أَعَارُوا عَارِيَتَهُمْ. Tell me, if someone borrows you an article for a period of time, and the time expires, and then the person borrowing the article comes and claims that article back, do you have any rights to refuse, oh my beloved? He answers in the negative, no, oh my wife. But what's the relation? Why are you asking? She says, فَاحْتَسِبْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Hope for reward. Our son was an amanat from Allah. Allah has asked it back. Sayyidina Abu Talha becomes emotional. But this woman had understood. Imagine how mature this woman was. That how she received her husband. How with great calmness, understanding, tolerance, patience, endurance, foresight. And he says that you leave me and I get involved in my wrong and in my relation. Immediately he hastens to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is mentioned, the incident is mentioned to Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, A'arrastum al-layla. Did you have relation last night? Sahaba said, yes, O Nabi, Abu Talha said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mubarak conception took place. Barakallahu fi laylatikuma. Barakat Allah gave in that night. Uyayna ibn Hisn, who is one of the narrators of the hadith, he says, I seen this boy grow up on the dua of Nabi alayhi salam, Barak Allah give barakat. I seen this boy grow up and become a father of 9 sons, all of whom were Huffaz and ulama of deen. So this is when we will attach importance with that with which Allah has attached importance. In fact, with mutual agreement on this Mubarak night, when we have been told, she says, we like to travel with our wives. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to wake his wives. مَنْ يُوْقِذُ صَوَاحِبَ الْحُجُرَاتِ. Who will wake these spouses of mine and tell them, come, let's perform salah together. Brothers, we travel together. We went out for a meal together. The riwayat of Abu Dawood says, stand up in the dead of night and make salah together. Allah's Nabi has made dua for that couple. Let this night be that night. Allah forgive, we went to haram places together with our wife. To see haram and filthy movies. Let this night be that today husband and wife stand up and speak with Allah. What rewards Allah has prepared. The riwayat of Abu Dawood, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rahim Allahu imra'an qama min al-layl. Oh Allah, you shower your choicest blessings on that man who stands up in the night. Be it the night of Barat or any other night. But in particular this night, for verily Allah descends. And Allah is asking, who is there to ask me and I will grant him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Allah, you shower your blessings on that man who gets up. Tawassaka, uses the miswak. Tawadda, performs wudu. And then comes to his wife. Taps his beloved wife. The riwayat of Abu Dawood, she looks at him and she says, what's it, my beloved? It's 2 o'clock. And then Nabi alayhi salam says, this man doesn't want to disturb his wife, but doesn't want to deprive his wife. Doesn't want to disturb his wife, neither does he want to deprive his wife. Why? What are these moments? So Nabi alayhi salam says, نَضَحَ عَلَى وَجْهِهَا الْمَا. He takes little water and then he sprinkles it on his wife's face. Of course, after informing her in advance in the night, otherwise there will be problems. And Nabi alayhi salam says, the water trickles down her cheeks. And then she looks at him and she says, what's it, my beloved? She says, come, let's stand up together. I will make dua and you will say Ameen. How those two sahaba made dua before the battle of Badr. Wallah, today that is not the dua that we will be making. Oh Allah, I will be going into the battle of Badr, and let the kafir have an upper hand over me. فَيَبْقُرُونَنِي وَيَقْتَعُوا أَنْفِي وَأُذُنِي. That won't be our dua, that oh Allah, let them kill me. But let us stand together, oh my wife, and let us cry to Allah. Oh Allah, enough of the nights of seeing haram and listening to haram. Oh Allah, enough of standing up without prostrating before you. Oh Allah, enough of haram. Oh Allah, how long will these eyes look at haram? I will make the dua and you will say Ameen. Oh my wife, you make the dua and I will say Ameen. Nabi alayhi salam has made dua for that couple. Wallah, with that dua of Nabi alayhi salam, Allah will unite the hearts of that husband and wife. Allah will put such muhabbat, such understanding. No gift, no prize, no holiday, no trip will bring that joy that the dua of Nabi alayhi salam will bring. Such muhabbat Allah will give. This is the night to stand up and make that dua to Allah. Amongst those people that will be deprived, as I mentioned, those that have malice in their heart. Take for instance the incident of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That those sahaba who were involved in accusing his daughter with the evil act of zina, the likes of Mistah radiallahu anhu, when he heard about this, and then Allah speaks about it in detail, after this incident he took a vow that I'm no more going to financially aid this cousin of mine. It was the cousin of Hazrat Mistah, Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's cousin, Hazrat Mistah, he used to financially aid him. And this sahabi got involved in an accusation of zina against Aisha radiallahu anha, which was initiated by a munafiq. He also somehow acknowledged it and approved it and promoted it. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr heard about this, he cried and he said, from today onwards, I will not help my cousin anymore. I helped the man, I financially see it, and he stabs me in my back, he accuses my daughter with zina. Immediately Jibreel Amin descends. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Tell the wealthy amongst you not to take such oaths and such qasams. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Tell them to broaden their chest and tell them to learn to forgive and forget if they want Allah to forgive and forget. When this ayat was revealed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr called Mistah and he said, by Allah, I have forgiven you. From today onwards, the financial aid that you used to get monthly will be doubled. It was doubled for that man who was responsible for accusing his daughter with zina. Brothers, when we listen to such crimes, can our wrong and our evil be justified in any way? So let us learn to ask Allah forgiveness. In fact, this particular crime has been highlighted so repeatedly in the ahadith of 15 Shaban that there are approximately 10 sahaba that narrate the virtue of this particular night. However, every hadith or the greater portion of the ahadith unanimously agree on this person being deprived of forgiveness, and that is the one that harbors malice in his heart for his next Muslim brother. Another person that is mentioned that is deprived on this occasion is that person, Allah protect, Allah forbid, Allah safeguard our youth, those that are involved in those forms of intoxication, be it wine, be it liquor, or in the name of substance abuse, which unfortunately is destroying so many youth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba of the prohibition of intoxicants, and then he told them, but a time will come, some people will take it. So sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, how will they take it? Will it be that the prohibition will not reach them? وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا مَا بَيَّنَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, my sahaba, a time will come, people will take that intoxicants, give it different names and consume that very same thing. So those people that are involved in this wrong, Allah safeguard our youth, Allah safeguard one and all. Wallah, on this night, it does not mean that they should not cry, but what it rather means that they should beg Allah even more. Amongst the other practices that are common on this night, that many of us adhere to, is the visiting of the graveyard. In the riwayat, mention is made on one occasion on the 15th of Shaban, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the graveyard. However, many other riwayats suggest that this was a daily, if not a weekly, if not a daily practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and visit the graveyard. كُنْتُ قَدْ نَهِيتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ فَزُورُوهَا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and visit the graveyard. Wallah, go and stand there and look at what had happened to those that were before, how they have left this world. So yes, it is correct, those of us that are visiting the graveyard, let it be not that it is only tonight, or it is only in the month of Shaban. But really, brothers, it should be a place that we visit every day. One brother asked me, Malana, in Salah, I don't have concentration. You know, we don't understand Arabic. How can I get concentration? I told him, by for a person that doesn't understand, the easiest way is every time you say Allahu Akbar, picture yourself wrapped up in your kafan. Wallah, that is the easiest way. If daily we can picture ourselves wrapped up in our kafan and standing there by our grave, and there are people crying and mourning, perhaps our son, perhaps our brother, and someone is saying, okay, pass the spade, and visualize this picture of yours, and you are going to be lowered in your grave, and people are crying, someone consoling your son, someone embracing your son, someone encouraging him, someone crying, and you have been lowered into your grave, and you are hearing this here. Picture this situation, tilt the body, pass the planks, let us picture this scene, and then communicate with Allah. Wallah, that salah will be a different salah. That salah will be a different salah. How much importance have we attached with salah? فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. The importance that Allah and His Nabi has attached with salah. That Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, in his infancy, while speaking about the innocence of his mother, even at that junction he speaks about the commandment of salah. So one of the practices that is also correct is that of visiting the graveyard. Likewise, many people ask with regards to fasting and sawm on this occasion. We find the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam is authentic with regards to Sha'ban totally. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam used to fast in the greater portion of the month of Sha'ban. And likewise, the 13th, the 14th and the 15th ayyam abiz, Nabi alayhi salam used to fast these 3 days of every month. So the 15th happens to be one of the days of Bid. With regards to the exact hadith of the 15th of Sha'ban, the scholars say there is weakness in its narration. However, as I mentioned, if a person fasts tomorrow, it would be splendid, it would be wonderful, it would be meritorious, keeping these two virtues at mind. Because these two are extracted from authentic hadith. The first being that tomorrow is one of the days of Sha'ban, and the Nabi of Allah fasted throughout Sha'ban. So tomorrow being the 15th of Sha'ban is also one of the days of Sha'ban. And the second being that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast on the 13th, the 14th and the 15th of every month. If I will also fast on this day, then I will be reviving this particular practice of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to one riwayat of Tirmidhi, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had discouraged fasting in the latter portion of Sha'ban, the second portion of Sha'ban. And the reason for that, the ulama say, this was to caution his ummah so that it must not result in weakness in preparing for the month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam advised his son, O my son, sum yawman yaksuru shahwatak, wala tasum yawman tadurru salatak, fa inna salata afdal min as-sawm. O my son, fast on that day which will destroy your passion and your lust. As we learn from the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he addresses the group of youth, and he says, Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, falyatazawwaj, fa'innahu aghaddu lil-basar, wa ahsanu lil-fard, wa man lam yastati' fa'alayhi bis-sawm, fa'innahu lahu wija. Oh, the group of youth, those amongst you who can get married immediately. And those who cannot get married, then they should fast in abundance. Verily, fasting in abundance will curtail and curb their passion. So, oh my son, fast that day which will put an end to your lust, and do not fast that fast which will harm your salah. For verily, salah is more important than fasting. But alhamdulillah, there is that awareness, and many of us are fasting. So let us see how we spend this day also in fasting. Spend this night in tahajjud, crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is one riwayat that appears in Targhib wa Targhib, where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Inna fil jannati la shajara. In jannat there is one tree. Yakhruju min a'laha hulal, wa min asfaliha khaylun min dhahab. Beneath this tree comes out the horses of Jannat. Yarkabuha ahlul Jannah. The dwellers of Jannat will mount onto this horse. Khatwuha maddul basar. The gallop of this horse is as far as the eye can see. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Laha ajniha. This horse has wings. Fatatiru bihim haythu sha'u. They will fly in Jannat. Fayaqulu alladhina asfala minhum darajatan. Ya Rabbi bima balagha ibaduka hadhihi al-karamata kullaha. As these dwellers of Jannat will fly merrily, the others will say, Oh Allah, what action has this person got that he is flying above me? Allah will answer, he has 4 things which you haven't heard of, never mind done. What is it, Oh Allah? كانوا يصلون وكنتم تنامون وكانوا يصومون وكنتم تأكلون وكانوا ينفقون وكنتم تبخلون وكانوا يقاتلون وكنتم تجبنون. كانوا يصلون in the dead of night. Your sleep was too beloved to me. There were too many times he disturbed his sleep to communicate with me. كانوا يصلون. In fact, in one riwayat it comes, I read this riwayat myself, that the woman of Jannat will argue with the hoors of Jannat. The woman of Jannat will sing a song and they will say, أَلَا وَنَحْنُ الْخَالِدَاتُ فَلَا نَمُوتُ أَبَدًا وَنَحْنُ الْرَاضِيَاتُ فَلَا نَسْخَةُ أَبَدًا وَنَحْنُ النَّاعِمَاتُ فَلَا نَبْعَثُ أَبَدًا وَنَحْنُ الْمُقِيمَاتُ فَلَا نَرْحَلُ أَبَدًا تُوبَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَنَا وَكُنَّا لَهُ. We are young, we will never become old. We live with our partners, we will never be separated. We are content with whatever they have, we don't want more. We are young and that is it. Our appearance will not change. They will boast on this, تُوبَى لِمَنْ كُنَّا لَهَا تُوبَى لِمَنْ كُنَّا لَهُ. Fortunate are those who will come into our laps and fortunate are those to whom we belong. Then the woman of this dunya who will be blessed with Jannat, Allah make our wives, our daughters and our mothers amongst them. They will sing a song and they will say, أَلَا وَنَحْنُ الْمُصَلِّيَاتُ وَمَا صَلَّيْتُنَّ وَنَحْنُ الصَّائِمَاتُ وَمَا سُمْتُنَّ. Wallah, you can perhaps say you enjoyed the rivers of Jannat. We enjoyed the thirst of fasting in the hot days of Ramadan. When our husbands were going to work, our children were going to school, we were alone in that kitchen, the ice cold water before us, the delicious meal before us. Perhaps you can speak of the springs of Jannat. We can speak of that thirst and how we quenched it with the water at the time of iftar. أَلَا وَنَحْنُ الْمُصَلِّيَاتُ وَمَا صَلَّيْتُنَّ. We can speak of performing salah in the early part of the morning. You don't know what is wuzu, never mind salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because of these qualities, the woman of this dunya will overpower the woman of Jannat also. So Allah will tell these people, you know why Allah has given them, كَانُوا يُسَلُّونَ. They used to perform salah. وَكُنْتُمْ تَنَامُونَ. You used to sleep. وَكَانُوا يَسُومُونَ. They used to fast. Brothers, this month of Ramadan is coming. Let us take fast close to heart. Really, it's not only a practice of Ramadan, but really it is a practice that should be continued. The benefits of barakat, the barakats of fasting. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, أَحَبُّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَوْمُ دَاوُودِ. Allah loves the fast of Dawood alayhi salam. To fast one day, eat one day, fast one day, eat one day. So they used to fast while you used to eat. كَانُوا يُنْفِقُونَ. They used to spend, you used to hoard. كَانُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ. They used to strive in my path and you were too coward. So let us see how we can spend this night in ibadat. Spend the day in fasting as I mentioned. Visit the graveyard. Make dua to Almighty Allah. Ask Allah to forgive us. Another person that is deprived of forgiveness on this day is that person who lowers his trousers below his ankles. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very stern in this regard. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Mu'az, Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. فقال أبو ذر خابوا وخسروا من هم يا رسول الله. Three people Allah does not want to see. Allah does not want to speak to them. And Allah has prepared a severe punishment. Who are they, O Nabi of Allah? Al-Mannan. That man who destroys his good by reminders of his generosity. Allah doesn't like such people. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى. Allah says a polite word is better than that kindness about which you repeatedly boast. One good word which does not involve any financial contribution is more rewarding in the eyes of Allah than that contribution about which you boast. Al-Mannan, that person who boasts and brags about his generosity and destroys it. والمنفق سلعته بالحلف الكاذب. That man who destroys his good. That man who promotes an item with a false oath. He takes an item and he utters a false oath and he promotes that item. And the third person, wal musbil, that person who lowers his trouser below his ankle. Ma asfala min al ka'bain fa fin nar. That which is below the ankle is in the fire of Jahannam. One youngster came to me and gradually by us doing this, Allah will give us the awareness. He says, Maulana, this used to bug me and I knew that as long as I was doing this, Allah will not accept my dua. So what I did every time I used to make dua is to roll my trouser. At times in the car while I'm making dua is to roll my trouser. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the tawfiq. I started wearing kurta. I have no problem now. So let us see inshallah how we can also bring in this important aspect of deen. Not only in salah, but in every aspect at all times of our life that our trouser is above our ankle. And another person also that is deprived of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala on this night, which we learn from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that person who is involved in idolatry, that person who ascribes partners with Allah. Friends and elders, generally when we hear this wrong, we feel that we are exempted and we are protected. But wallah, the times are so evil. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was living in an environment of idol worship. So he made dua to Allah, وَجَنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, safeguard me and my son from idol worship. Understand, Ibrahim, who is the friend of Allah, who came to destroy idol worship, yet he made dua to Almighty Allah, Allah protect me from idol worship. Why? Because the environment was of idol worship. So we are also living in an environment of evil and vice. Let us make dua to Almighty Allah on this night of forgiveness and ask Allah to forgive us. Ask Allah to forgive our wives and our children. Let us learn to forgive amongst ourselves, brothers. And beg Allah on this great night that Allah gives us the tawfiq to fast and welcome the month of Ramadan. To fast with the correct spirit. Wallah, I end with one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking again on that principle of the importance of Jannat and asking Allah to have our sins forgiven. Sayyidina Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu says, one day I decided today I'm going to sit by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I freed myself and I went. The Nabi of Allah was sitting, dakhala bi'ra aris, one small garden, and there was a well there. I knocked on the door and I entered in this well. I came and I sat down by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, oh Nabi of Allah, today I want to sit in your company. Do you allow me to take care of the door? Whoever will come and go, I will see who he is, take your permission, your consent, and then allow him to enter and exit. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem. He says, I came, I sat down. Someone knocked the door. I went. فَإِذَا إِنسَانٌ يُحَرِّكُ الْبَابِ. I asked, who is it at the door? The person answered, it was Abu Bakr. I said, Abu Bakr, pause 1 minute. I'm going to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I will be back. I went to Nabi alayhi salam, I said, oh Nabi of Allah, it's Abu Bakr at the door. Nabi alayhi salam said, اِعْذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Tell Abu Bakr he can come inside, and tell Abu Bakr his abode in Jannat is confirmed. So I went there, I opened the door, I said, Abu Bakr, the Nabi of Allah said, you can come inside. And he said, I must give you the glad tidings also. وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Your abode in Jannat is confirmed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, with great modesty, he comes. And then he does the very same thing that Nabi alayhi salam did. He lifted his trousers, وَدَلَّاهُمَا فِي الْبِئْرِ, and put his legs next to the legs of Nabi alayhi salam in the well and sat down next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. Again someone knocks on the door. I took the permission of Nabi alayhi salam, went there. Who is it at the door? It's Umar ibn Khattab. Oh, Umar, pause. I went back to Nabi alayhi salam, oh Nabi of Allah, it's Umar at the door. Nabi alayhi salam said, اِعْذَنْ لَوْ. The riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif. اِعْذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Tell Umar he can come inside, and tell Umar his abode in Jannat is confirmed. The Sahabi said, I got anxious now that Jannat is being distributed here. وَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ أَخِي يَتَوَضَّى. I left my brother behind, he was making wuzu. And I told him, I'm going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't want to come and join me. And my brother is just not coming, and suddenly I heard the knock again. I said, inshallah, this is my brother. This riwayat appears in Bukhari. This desire, what? Jannat. I left my brother and I told him, come. And here whoever is coming, open and tell him Jannat. Open and tell him Jannat. Open and tell him Jannat. I'm thinking now in my heart, Allah, I left my brother. I hope he comes. The sale is going. They're running out of stock. فَإِذَا إِنسَانٌ يُحَرِّكُ الْبَابِ. Again, someone knocking on the door. I hastened to the door again. I asked, who is it? Uthman bin Affan. No coincidence, Allah's planning. I thought to my heart, Allah knows best. Has Allah intended this good for my brother or not? Anyway, I went back to Nabi alayhi salam. Oh, Nabi of Allah, it's Uthman at the door. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, tell Uthman he may enter, and tell Uthman his abode in Jannat is confirmed, but tell Uthman he will be tested before he leaves this world. Ala balwa tusibuhu. Tell Uthman, Allah will give him Jannat, but Allah will test him. Brother, study that incident where Sayyidina Uthman was surrounded in his own house and the rebels had surrounded his house, and he gave a khutbah from his house and he said, oh people, have you forgotten it was me that extended this masjid of Nabi alayhi salam? Have you forgotten I am Dhul Qarnayn, the possessor of two lights? Have you forgotten I had purchased this well? Have you forgotten the Nabi of Allah said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ رَفِيقًا وَأَنْتَ رَفِيقِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Every Nabi has one friend and you are my friend in Jannat, O Uthman. But as the Nabi of Allah had prophesied, you will be tested. These rebels came barging through his house. That night he had seen Nabi alayhi salam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uthman, today you will come and make iftar with myself and Abu Bakr. He was reciting the Quran. The verses, Sibghatallah, wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha, wa nahnu lahu abidun. That come and take the dye of Allah. Color yourself in the color of Allah. Dye yourself in the dye of Allah. And can there be a color better than Allah? Can there be a dye better than the dye of Allah? While reciting this portion of the Quran, this Amirul Mu'mineen, as the Nabi of Allah prophesied, met his end. Nabi alayhi salam told Sayyidina Uthman, tell Uthman to come inside also and confirm his entrance and tell him to come and join me. So brothers, this is the night of forgiveness. Let us cry to Allah, let us beg Allah, let us beseech Allah. As I mentioned in the beginning, let us start and strengthen our relation with our parents. Those of us that our parents have left this world, one of the best ways, as it comes in the riwayat, to be kind to their relatives. In fact, the Nabi of Allah was very particular about being kind to anyone that he was beloved, that was beloved to him. Apart from being kind to the friends of our parents, he used to be very kind to the friends of Khadija radiallahu anha. After the demise of Khadija, Aisha radiallahu anha says, I never envied any woman from the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as Khadija. Amongst the other wives, I was in control. But Khadija, the Nabi of Allah would never stop speaking. In fact, the Nabi of Allah used to prepare gifts and then he used to send it to the wives of Khadija radiallahu anha. One day, the sister of Khadija radiallahu anha, Hala bint Khuwailid, the riwayat comes in Muslim Sharif, she came to the house of Nabi alayhi salam and she knocked on the door and she made salam. And then Nabi alayhi salam was emotionally overpowered and he said, the sounds like my Khadija. The sounds like my Khadija. So Fatih Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Nabi of Allah, won't you leave this woman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, kanat wa kanat. My Khadija was and she was. I'll never forget her. Kana li minha walad. That woman has bore my children. For her being the mother of my children, Aisha, I love her and I'll never forget her. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I used to get frustrated. The Nabi of Allah never forgot. So kindness to the friends of our parents. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was traveling on the way to Makkah. And with him was Abdullah bin Dinar. He sees one villager in a distance. He calls that villager, فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ Abdullah. And then he greets him, says, Assalamu alaikum. So the villager responds and he says, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. He says, are you so and so? He says, yes. He says, come here my brother. He dismounts from his donkey and he tells him, mount onto my donkey. So this villager mounts onto the donkey. He takes off his turban and he puts it on his head. Abdullah bin Dinar, who is the narrator of the hadith, he taps Abdullah ibn Umar and he says, غفر الله لك أصلحك الله إنهم الأعراب يرضون باليسير. That Amir al-Mu'mineen, oh Abdullah ibn Umar, mashallah, you intend favor in this man, but he's a villager, he's a poor man. I promise you, you have to give this man one turban and he would have been happy. You don't have to give him so much. He's a poor ordinary man, a turban is enough to impress him. He says, wallah, I am not looking at that. Inna abahu kana wuddan li Umar. Not this man, but his father was my late father's friend. And I will never forget it. This boy's father, not this man. His father was my... He dismounted from his conveyance. And he said, no, this man's father was a good friend to my father. Acknowledging that. So those of us that our parents have left this world, let us strengthen ties with their relatives. Let us strengthen ties with their friends. Those of us that our parents are alive, let us go to their doors, ask their forgiveness, beg their forgiveness and take their du'as. Wallah, one du'a, Allahu Akbar. One of the greatest mufassirin that exists in time is Mufassir Jurjani. This was a young child. He had a bad habit. He used to tie the legs of the bird to the tree and then he used to pull the twine and then the bird's legs would break off. His mother kept on stopping him from this bad habit. But the child, he wouldn't stop. And one day the mother was overpowered and she said, may Allah break your legs like you break the legs of these birds. The curse of the mother, it happened and this poor person lost his leg and he became crippled. After that, the regret hit the mother, Allah, what did I say to my son? Wallah, the du'as and the curse of pious people, friends. Allahu Akbar. The riwayat appears in Bukhari Sharif. The people of Kufa came to complain to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, that you have appointed here by us. They came to complain to Umar ibn Khattab that our governor is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. We're not happy with this man. So Umar radiallahu anhu called Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu And he said, there are certain allegations leveled against you. And amongst the many things, they say you don't perform salah properly. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Sometimes you find ordinary people commenting on our ulama. Maulana doesn't make namaz properly. So what did the sahabi say? Wallah, I am making the salah like how I seen the Nabi of Allah perform in salah. I don't know what salah they want from me. Nevertheless, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took Hazrat Saad radiallahu anhu and another sahabi says, alright, go to the different localities and ask the people what is their opinion. They are complaining about this man. Have they any grievances? So they took Hazrat Saad radiallahu anhu and they went into the different masjid. By your governor is Saad, are you happy? We are happy. Another masjid, are you happy? We are happy. They entered into one masjid. Hatta dakhalu masjidan li bani Absin. They entered into this particular masjid. They asked the people, are you happy with this man? Hazrat Saad radiallahu anhu, speaking about the curse of the pious. So they said, yeah, we are happy. One man stood up. He says, you know what? You insisting, let me tell you, I'm not happy with this man. Number one, la yasiru bis sariya. La yaqsimu bis sawiya. Wa la ya'dilu fil qadiyya. This man doesn't join the expeditions in the battle. He sends us, he doesn't join us. He doesn't distribute with justice. And he doesn't make the correct decisions in his judgment. So he lacks equity and fairness in his judgment. He is not meticulous in his distribution. And he doesn't participate in the expedition. Hazrat Saad radiallahu anhu stood up. And he said, Allahumma in kana abduka hadha qama. Allahumma in kana abduka hadha kadiban qama riya'an wa sum'atan. Fa'atil umrahu wa atil faqrahu wa arridhu lil fitan. Oh my Allah, this man has stood up to embarrass me. Oh my Allah, this man has stood up accusing me. I have one thing to say. Oh Allah, qamat fa'atil umrahu, lengthen his lifespan. And just as long as his life is, lengthen his calamities, lengthen his sicknesses, lengthen his poverty. Wa arridhu lil fitan. And every fitna that you have inflicted on any person, let this man not die until he doesn't taste every fitna. Sahaba say, this man became so sick, he used to walk around saying, I am walking around with the curse of Saad radiallahu anhu. I am walking around with the curse of Saad. Nevertheless, this woman started crying, I cursed my son. Then she made dua. Oh Allah, I cursed my son, he is suffering. Now I am making dua, you accept my son. On the dua of that mother, Allah inspired this man so much. That the poem goes so beautifully, مَا فَهِمَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا الْأَعْرَجَانِ Al-awwal min al-zamakhshar wa thani min al-jurjan. That only two people have understood the Quran. He became such a great mufassir that very few ulama in the world can access his tafsir. It is of such a caliber that it cannot be understood by the ulama, never mind the layman. On the dua of his mother. Allah gave him such knowledge, and that is that the couplets go, that two laymen, two crippled people, both him and another person also who had become crippled, Allah had made them great mufassirs of Quran. So on the curse of his mother, he lost his leg. And on the dua of his mother, Allah gave him such izzat that tafsir al-Zamakhshari enjoys one of the most authentic tafsir in the entire world on the dua of his mother. So let us go and take the duas of our parents. Let us learn to forgive and ask forgiveness. And I end with one last point which I missed out. One of the other people that are also deprived of Allah's forgiveness today is that person who is guilty of killing his Muslim brother. Wallah brothers, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was the opinion that person who kills a Muslim is out of the fold of Islam. The riwayat of Bukhari, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a time will come where two people will kill. Al-Qatil wal-Maqtul kilahuma fin-nar. The murderer and the murdered both will go to Jahannam. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, we understand the crime of the murderer. What is the crime of the murdered? Why will he go to Jahannam? Nabi Sassim said, Innahu kana harisan ala qatli sahibihi. The murdered had the equal desire of killing his brother. Taqdeer prevailed. So the murderer became the murderer. Otherwise, if this man had the chance, he would have also killed, and he had the same desire. That is to kill his brother. This is the most grave sin. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, such a person comes out of the fold of Islam. So in conclusion, brothers, let us take this opportunity. We all know the incident of Malik bin Dinar. His life changed on the 15th of Shaban. We read about it in Fazail al-Sadaqat. He had a beautiful young girl. And from this young, pretty, girl that he had one child. And he enjoyed relation. He enjoyed this child of his, one young girl. And he used to play with this girl. He had an evil life of drinking and singing and fornication. And this child had a very strange habit that every time the father would take the glass of wine, the child would snatch it and throw it. And because of the love of this child, he would never shun the child and he would leave his wine. Taqdeer 2 years later, it was time up for this child to pass away, and the child passes away. One night after he lost this child, the night of 15th of Shaban, the night of Shaban. Wallah, brothers, if we are sincere in our heart, 2-3 weeks ago, a month ago, I gave a talk on the 27th of Rajab in the night of Mi'raj. One youngster came to me the next morning, says, Maulana, in the talk, Allah inspired me so much. A youngster who personally told me, was busy pursuing drama lessons and wanted to become an actor. He says, I sat in this talk with the desire to listen. Allah is my witness. I was blessed with the ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salam. He came to me in the morning. He compiled a poem and he left it at my door. He says, in the night when I seen Nabi alayhi salam, I was taken by such joy. This is, I'm talking of 1 month ago. And I'm seeing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that particular talk I spoke about something that is the difference between the beauty of Nabi alayhi salam and the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf. That the hadith says, Akhi Yusufu sabih wa ana mali'. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the beauty of my brother Yusuf is striking, and my beauty is such, the more a person obeys me, the more Allah unveils my beauty to him. He says, in this dream of mine, Maulana, with me is my cousin, and he also had decided to change his life. And in this dream, I can see that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very beautiful, but I'm also seeing that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more beautiful to my cousin than to me. And I'm understanding it in the context because my cousin is more pious and obedient to me. He says, Wallah, the first thing that I did as I looked at Nabi Alaihi Wasallam, I looked at him, I stared, and then I seen that his beard was not very thick. So I looked again and I paused. He's narrating this dream to me after that night. And I said, no, I think Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling me that I must grow my beard. So I'm in this dream, I'm interpreting my dream, and the Nabi of Allah responds with a smile in approval that yes, this is my message to you. Brothers, this is that very night, 15th of Shaban, that this very great sana, Malik bin Dinar, after he drank and he was intoxicated, he went to sleep. And in that deep sleep, he sees a snake running behind him. The story is lengthy, I just come to the climax of it. And the snake is following him. He sees a young man there, or elderly man, a weak man dressed in white. He approaches this man, can you help me? No, I cannot help you. He advances further, until finally he comes by a group of children. And in the midst of the children, his young daughter comes running. And she comes and she embraces her father. I came across one riwayat in Ma'riful Quran, that on the day of Qiyamah, when insan in its humanity will converge and congregate and assemble on the plains of Hashar, the people first to receive this ummah will be those young children who died before the age of puberty with the water of Jannat in their hands. People will recognize them and call them, come here, O my son. The child will refuse, no uncle, where is my father? Where is my mother? Nabi alayhi salam says, in the midst of billions, these children will run, locating their parents, presenting the water of Jannat, quenching the thirst of their parents. Quenching the thirst of their parents. Malik bin Dinar says, it was the 15th of Shaban. I went to sleep. I seen the snake running behind me. I seen this old man. I was shocked. Nevertheless, I advanced. I came by a place where there were a lot of children. My daughter came and hugged me, and she started stroking my beard. I asked my daughter, what is this? What was that snake? And who was that old man? And who are all these children? She said, oh my father, that snake is your evil actions. That old man are your good actions. They are too weak to defend you. Who are these children? We are all the children that have left this world before becoming baligh. And we will wait here till the day of Qiyamah. And we will not rest until we don't hold the hands of our parents and put them in Jannat. My daughter then held my beard and she read the verse of the Quran which I read in the beginning. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Oh my father, the Quran says, she's referring to her father, has not the time come for the sinners to abandon their vice and now live a life of servitude and compliance? The daughter telling the father, he says, in the dream I hugged my daughter. I said, oh my daughter, do you understand Quran? She says, yes, we understand Quran. Do all the children understand Quran? Yes, all the children. Oh my father, after awakening from this dream, change your life. Life is short. It was the 15th of Shaban. He said, when I opened my eyes, wallah, I opened up that morning on the 15th of Shaban as a different person. He became one of the greatest sins, the greatest saints that history has ever seen. Brothers, it was this very night of Shaban. Allah has given us this opportunity. Let us sleep with that zeal. Let us make this the turning point of our life. And who knows, inshallah, let us receive this month of Ramadan with a different spirit. Every month of Ramadan, we make the intention that I'm going to change for this week and this month. For this month, I will perform salah. For this month, I will lengthen my beard. For this month, I will not look at haram. Proportionate to our intention, Allah aids us. We intend Ramadan, Allah enables us. Never mind Fajr, we start our day with Tahajjud. So let us not restrict our intention. Let's not say, this Ramadan I'm growing a beard, or this Ramadan I'm performing salah. From today onwards, when we limited our intention, Allah's help came accordingly. Let us make our intention forever, and accordingly Allah will help us. May Allah give us the tawfiq to spend this night and the days of Shaban in His ibadah. Welcome the month of Ramadan. Fast with the correct zeal. Let us fast. Enjoy the days of thirst and hunger for the pleasure of Allah. Who knows that one day of thirst would be the means of our salvation. Recite Durud Sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا رحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين. Oh Allah, forgive our minor and our major sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, scores of people have gathered here on this momentous occasion. Oh Allah, except every brothers get together. Oh Allah, tomorrow is a normal, ordinary working day. Some have delayed their meal, some have delayed their sleep. Oh Allah, they have that desire. At times we are overpowered by the environment, at times by our lust, at times by our ego. But wallah, in our heart, every one of us wants to change. Oh Allah, let this moment be the moment that we change our life. Oh Allah, let us not go back to our evils, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let this gathering end where father and son meet, where mother and daughter greet, where brother and brother greet, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let this gathering end in a way that it ends to our evil. The end of zina from our life, the end of haram from our life, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bring happiness and muhabbat in our lives, oh Allah. Remove malice and animosity and antagonism from our heart, oh Allah. Oh Allah, substitute it with kindness, mercy, generosity, compassion, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make this the turning point of, in our life, oh Allah. Give us the ability to fast in the month of Ramadan with the correct zeal, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us a life of obedience, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whatever problems any person is going through in any aspect of his life, be it financial, be it domestic, oh Allah, solve his problems, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make our youth obedient, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make our youth obedient, oh Allah. Oh Allah, too many parents are crying, Allah. Oh Allah, how long will these parents cry, oh Allah? Oh Allah, take pity on the tears of these parents, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bring these children home, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bring these children home, oh Allah. Oh Allah, put an end to the evils, oh Allah. Those children that are in the clubs, bring them in the masjids, oh Allah. Those children that are in zina, oh Allah, bring them in sujood, oh Allah. Allah, unite them with their parents, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save them from all evils and all vices, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save our youth, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us put the correct compass before them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, how long will we live without Fajr in our life, oh Allah? Allah, let it be from tomorrow onwards we don't ever miss Fajr, oh Allah. Oh Allah, how long will we look at haram in our shops, oh Allah? Let it be from tomorrow onwards we guard our sight, oh Allah. Oh Allah, how long will our days start and end without tilawat? Oh Allah, let it be not one night we sleep without Quran, oh Allah. Let our tongues be moist in your zikr, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make us obedient to our parents. Oh Allah, those of us that our parents are alive, Allah, give them barakat in their life, oh Allah. Allah, give them shifa, give them strength, give them health, Allah, give them barakat. Give us the ability to serve them. Oh Allah, give us the ability to give every right to every person. Respect our parents in their way. Be loyal to our wives in their way. Be kind to our children in their own way, oh Allah. Let us understand the rights of every person. Oh Allah, the ummah is thirsty. Oh Allah, we are lacking spirituality. Oh Allah, we enjoy all the things of this world, but we are deprived of happiness. Oh Allah, put happiness in our homes, oh Allah. Put barakat in our homes, oh Allah. Put muhabbat in our homes, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us obey you. Let us get pleasure in Quran, oh Allah. Let us fast with happiness, with joy, with anticipation, oh Allah. Give us strength and ability to stand for tahajjud. Give us strength and ability to stand for taraweeh and fast, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of our daughters and sons that are marriageable age, Allah, grant them suitable partners, oh Allah, and comfort the eyes of their parents. Those of us that our parents have led this world, Allah fill their graves with Noor, O Allah. Allah, on this night of Barat, as the hadith says, you will emancipate. O Allah, put our names amongst those that are free from Jahannam. O Allah, record our names amongst those that are far from Jahannam. O Allah, confirm our entrance into Jannah. Just as the Nabi of Allah gave the assurance for the respective Sahaba. O Allah, on this Mubarak gathering, there are some innocent children, there are some white bearded people, there are some person who have made some qurbani. O Allah, you are Akramul Akramin, you are Arhamul Rahimin. We beg you, we beseech you, we implore you. O Allah, this time let us not return without our du'as being accepted, O Allah. O Allah, make this the turning point, O Allah. In this Buqa'ya Mubarakah, on this Layla'ya Mubarakah, in this month of Mubarakah, O Allah, before the month of Ramadan, make this the turning point of our life. O Allah, forgive our sins. Those of us that our parents have left this world, give them the highest abodes in Jannah, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq to visit their graves and make dua for them. And if we have been, O Allah, we have lacked in their kindness, and we were wrong in serving them, O Allah. Forgive our shortcomings, O Allah. Forgive our shortcomings. Give us the tawfiq to give charity on their name, O Allah, and elevate their abodes in Jannah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin masta'adaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.